Welcome everybody to the rant. Double A, as always, here for the 245th time, alongside the Problem Child.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? This is the Problem Child here with some cool, easy listening out there for Radio Land. How y'all doing tonight?
See, he's cool and he's easy and everything in between.
Color and light, big loud sounds, stars burning bright with the love lost and found. I'm here, still here, headed home. Crowds wanting more, still burns in my ears, buying a blink, so many years. I'm here, no tears, headed home. So I will spend these last moments with you. Show me your heart and carry me through. Hard to let go of all we began. Want to go back and live it again. I'm here, no tears, headed home.
Well, we're on the air. It is Wednesday night, July 24th, 2014. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special, I don't know what we're going to call this, but
tribute.
A tribute to
Celebration
of Problem Child. For those of you that don't know or are listening live right now or are listening on the download, we got some sad news this morning that our good friend Problem Child, who's been a co-host on this show now since, you know, I tried to backtrack the best I could, you know, but considering the short notice, it was difficult to really dig deep into the archives and really figure out exact dates and things like that. But Problem Child's been the co-host on this show since about March of 2012. Passed away yesterday after battling a variety of things that have been going on. Not going to go into too much detail. I don't know if now's the right time to be. Some people do know what happened. Others do not. You know, Problem Child was, we all know that Problem Child had not been in the best condition over the course of the last 6 months, pretty much since the beginning of the year when he, it all started when he had a really bad case of the flu, and then things kind of just went downhill from there. But yeah, I got the news this morning. I was checking my messages and things like that. And his fiance contacted me and told me the news that he had passed away. And I had known pretty much for about a week that things were not looking good, because I got the word probably last Monday that things were not looking were not looking so great. But we tried to remain upbeat and hoped for the best and tried not to let on that things were really as bad as they may had seemed to be. But yes, unfortunately, he's gone, and so we're here today to really just talk about some of the funner times that we've had with Problem Child here on the rant, especially the last few times that he's been on the show. AA being joined by Surfer, and I'm sure other people will call in a little bit later on. The lines are open, 954-889-7268, 954-889-RANT, AA the Rant on Skype if you want to call in. I know there's a lot of people in the chat room right now. I'm not really paying attention to what's going on there because I'm kind of wandering around the room. But yeah, I'm kind of at a loss for words because I really don't know what to say. You know, I kind of had an inkling that Problem Child was not going to come back to the show, but I did not expect this to happen, and it's kind of taken everybody, you know, it caught everybody off guard, and especially caught me off guard this morning when I found out. I've been all over the place today, so it's, you know, I found out the news while I was at work, so, you know, I've been answering emails, and I've been trying to do work and things like that, and I've been trying to have somewhat of a normal day, and I was not 100% sure if we were even going to come on the air today and do something, and I kind of made a last-minute decision at around 6:30 tonight that we were going to do at least something for small short period of time at the very least. I know that tributes will continue pretty much the rest of the week. You'll hear some more stuff this coming Saturday on the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan, and of course continue on probably Surfer. I don't know if you'll be doing anything on Sunday, but of course next Tuesday night on the Rant where we'll do some more tributing, if that is such a word, to Problem Child. I don't even know what to talk about, where to start, or
I make a suggestion.
Go ahead.
Make it a Mardi Gras show.
A Mardi Gras show.
How they have, you know, tributes down there.
Right. Well, okay, that's a suggestion. We're also being joined right now by Lee, who found out late in the afternoon about what's going on. A lot of people probably still don't know what's going on, because news does not, even though there were in this technology age, as fast as news travels, it seems that, you know, certain news doesn't travel fast enough. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that still are out of the loop, but yeah. So Lee, what's up, man?
Oh, what's going on? I mean, I was asleep because I had a work, and
right.
Ray just sent me a text, and he was like, "I can't believe it." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm thinking for a second, you know, it's something like I'm gonna go check online and see that a wrestler passed away or something. And in my mind, so I'm on my phone. You know, I check my phone. I just woke up. I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to look and I'm going to see, you know, I'm trying to brace myself for whatever news it is. And then when I find out what it is, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it took me a while to process the news this morning. And I found out probably like around, I don't know, about 9:30, something like that. So I found out very early this morning. And then let me say something real quick. There may be some suspicious activity going on if you're a member of Problem Child's Facebook page. Don't be alarmed or anything. Actually, that's his fiance. She's been contacting me and things like that. She's been in contact with me since Problem Child has been sick for the last 6 months. Anytime he missed a show or something like that, she came directly to me through his profile. I guess Problem Child must have gave her access and things like that. And she's been contacting me through that page. So, you know, and I've received things on Skype and things of that nature. So if you see any activity, it's his fiance. I don't know what's the right word, but just try, you know, don't be alarmed or anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Problem Child, he was an interesting person, number one. He had an opinion about everything, okay, and I was scanning through some of the audio today, trying to find some stuff, and I apologize. I don't have anything set up because it's like I said, with such short notice, and I worked all day, and it was difficult to come and then start pulling audio and going through, you know, a year and a half's worth of shows to try and find things of Problem Child. But he just had a unique way to talk about everything. Now,
express himself.
To express himself. Now, he may not have always expressed himself in the most accurate way, like, you know, he would say things incorrectly or whatever, but that was his style, that was his technique, and that's why he quickly became, you know, a beloved presence on this show. You know, short history of how Problem Child got here. For those of you that are wondering, Problem Child was 26. He was born in November of 1987. So he would have turned 27 this coming November. But, so the thing with Problem Child was, is that he started off listening to Wrestling Randomness when we were still on TWR. And by proxy, he started listening to, you know, the other shows, the call-in show, and of course, naturally, the rant. And with time, you know, he started calling into Randomness and things of that nature. And then he started calling into the rant. And, you know, he quickly became, you know, a regular caller on the various shows. And when Lex and Lee went off to go do the Ringside Report, I had a short list of replacements for Lex. Originally, I wanted Lee, but of course, Lee went to go do the Ringside Report. And then I was left with just a couple of other names. And I'll be honest, and I've said this before on the air, Problem Child was not on that list. Problem Child actually was suggested to me, you know, and I said, okay, I'll give Problem Child a shot. And lo and behold, a couple weeks later, Problem Child became the co-host on this show. And he ended up being here for... what are we, in July? So he was here about 18 months. And in the 18 months that he was here, it would have seemed like he had been here since day one. Because he fit right in. He fit right in with our audience, number one, because, you know, we tend to put on a crazy show to begin with. And, you know, he was a crazy guy. So, and, he, you know, with the things that he said, naturally the audience loved it. But, He gelled so well with everybody that called in, myself, Surfer, Stevie Ray, Dr. J, back when Lala used to call in a lot, even the Swacks and the Miss Destinies and things like that. And he, like Surfer said, he always had a comment for everything, and he had a way of expressing himself. And it was because of the various ways he expressed himself, whether it was loud or quiet, brash, soft-spoken, you know, he was definitely somebody special, and I tell you, you know, we take for granted sometimes, you know, I kind of took for granted this time that Problem Child had not been on the air, because we kind of had like a revolving door of different people that came in and was filling in for Problem Child while he was sick. So I kind of took for granted for the fact that Problem Child actually was not here. But when Problem Child, the times that he did come back, you know, we would get Problem Child for like 3 week spurts, and then he would be gone for like another 3 weeks. I enjoyed those times that Problem Child was here. And actually, I cherished the last few times that Problem Child was on the show, especially the last time he was on, which was about 3 weeks ago, because... you could hear it in his voice that he absolutely loved doing this show. And I was talking to, I was actually talking with Tom earlier today, and, you know, the whole situation is sad because, you know, the last time he was on the air, he sounded so happy to be on the air, and I believe that was a day it was... I think it was me, Problem Child, Lee, and Rage. And he just seemed happy, and things were were looking up and things were going to be okay. And, you know, and unfortunately we're here today. I don't know if you guys have anything to say, but I'm kind of like, I'm jumbling for words right now.
You want me to go first, or you want to
go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
One thing I have to say about Lee, you know, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I'm forgive me. Problem child was that, you know, whether by his opinion, you had to respect it. He believed in the things he said. He didn't back down from them, and he stood on what he believed and spoke his mind, and he was honest. You know, it's something rare in people that you meet somebody as honest as he was.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lee? Hello? Guys?
I'm here.
Oh, Lee? I don't know what happened to Lee.
Yeah, okay. I'm here. I'm okay. Sorry. No, issues okay. With
it. It's all right.
Skype.
You have anything you want to say? I mean, the lines are starting to line up. I know there's a lot of people trying to call in.
Yeah,
we're going to try.
I'm going to give people some space, because I know a lot of people have a lot to say, and I don't want to hold up space. But I just want to say, you know, this, it was a moment where it just seemed like when I would hear from him, I thought he was getting better.
Yeah, we praying he was getting better.
Yeah. I mean, this is a dude that he invited us into his lives as far as when his fiance was pregnant, even down to the many times when we thought the baby was coming when he was, you know, on the air doing the show.
Yeah.
I remember once he had to go, and I one of the things as a father, one of the things that really got to me was it made me wonder what, you know, that little girl doesn't have her father now, you know. And you know, it just made me stop and wonder what it would be like if I was gone and my children were left, you know. So, and she probably won't remember him. I mean, she's not even a year, right?
I think she was just about to turn a year old, and I think it's August, either August or September.
Yeah, I mean, this day, I mean, and I was thinking about, I remember when I first heard him on the air, and not the first time, but I would hear him going off and off and off. And I was like, I wonder what this guy looks like. And he had showed some YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just seemed like he was having a good time and everything. But no, the amazing thing was that I thought he was okay. And I remember when I logged on to Skype and the Rage was on there. And I was like, I'm guessing PC doing a little better because I see him on, you know, on there. But I guess it wasn't him, you know.
Right.
And when I found that out, it just took me just, you know, never met the dude in person, but he was just part of the family. And,
yeah.
You know, I one of the things that came to my mind, and I when I think about him, I thought of, you know, the clips with Sonny, you know, when he would just mention his Sonny would make him flip out, you know. And then I'll never forget the show when I think Problem Child would always try to do multitask while he was doing the show.
Right.
But he would try to do
that
it
was
secretly.
His thing. Here's the thing, okay? And you know, we can joke about this, but Problem Child was always doing something while hosting the show. Either he was playing video games or watching TV. I knew
or,
it.
Or vacuuming.
Or vacuuming or whatever. I always knew something was going on. I would you know, I would kind of like hint if he's doing something else, and he would always say, no. I'm here. I knew he was doing something else, but I never called him on it. But yeah.
Well, no, when he was vacuuming, it was funny that day because you're and you let it go for a little while, and then it was like, who's vacuuming?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Double A, can you hear me?
Yeah, you know, he definitely had a thing about multitasking while doing the show, and you know, the Sonny thing, yeah, that was hilarious, and of course, you know. I guess his most infamous moment was the cancer debate. But I tell you, what was funny was is that when I'm going to tell a story, I've never talked about this on the air, and we're going to take people's calls here in just a second. I know there's a lot of people trying to get on. After Problem Child had started being a co-host on the show, I was not sure if it was going to work out. I believe this was right after the vacuuming incident. So I was still trying to feel Problem Child out after bringing him on. And I was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work out long term and this and that. And I kind of was like, I don't know, I think I'm going to have to either A, find a fourth person, or I'm going to have to swap Problem Child out for something else. Well, I had a talk with Problem Child one day. This is all off the air. And I tell him, I said, listen, dude, I don't know. I mean, we got to work something out here. I mean, you're at a 50 and I'm at like at a 20. We got to meet somewhere in the middle. And anyways, we worked out whatever problems we had. And Problem Child came in the next week and, he was like, and that's, if you heard the start of today's show, that was that little clip that I played. This is the cool, calm Problem Child and things like that. That was after the whole discussion of everything. And then Problem Child, because here's the thing. Problem Child, like Lee said, had a YouTube channel. And on his YouTube channel, Problem Child just did whatever he wanted. And he was yelling and screaming and all these things. But we're on the radio, so to speak, and it's a little, you can't act like you're on a YouTube channel, because it's not that it's a different behavior, but it's like you got to traverse the air differently. And so I said, you got to remember, this is not a video series. This is a this is a dialogue between you, me, and the listeners, and we can't be screaming from a minute five in to 30 seconds before we go off the air. So, because in the early days, if you remember, when Problem Child first came on, Problem Child was yelling from the start of the show all the way to the end. And because it was The Rock, and it was this, and it was that, and it was...
He definitely was a part of the right show, because he would rant. I mean, that's what he did. When he got rolling, it took everybody on the call to get him, to slow him down. I mean, he transformed. I mean, he would rant. I mean, he would get so into it. I mean, and it was no stopping him. He would like go at the speed of like the Ultimate Warrior. It was, and afterwards you go back and listen, and you couldn't help but laugh. I mean,
and of course you would hear me. Well, you would hear, and I'll just say this: you would always hear me. The famous line that eventually became out of this. Out of the Problem Child rant segments, basically, was Problem Child, Problem Child, Problem Child, Problem Child. You know, and that'd be me trying to calm him down. Problem Child, Problem Child. And then after probably saying it about 20 times, he finally... I don't know, it's like Problem Child took the headset off before he started yelling. And
just picture him standing up over top of the laptop. And just screaming into it, like, and it was the funniest thing. It was like he would do everything but turn green and get built, because he definitely hawked up. So,
I have to say, like, on weeks that I weren't able to call in, I would listen to the show and I would hear him speak and things he had to say. It would just make me wish I was there just to have that conversation with him. You know, whether I agreed with him or disagreed with him, because he. However he felt that week, he let it out. He put everything out on. He wore everything on his sleeve, And
all right. Well, Lee, I know you said that you're probably going to bail so you can let other people on. I mean, you can.
Yeah,
hang
I'm
gonna
roll out so people can. So the line won't be too jacked up. So thanks for letting me call in, and I'm gonna keep on listening. All right, okay. Y'all have a good.
All right, you too, man. All right, 954-889-7268 AA the rant, all one word on Skype. Let's go to the phones right now. I'm gonna be calling. Some others here. If let's see, we had Stevie Ray calling in. We had
two names.
I don't know. I wish I knew. I was trying to look for it earlier. We had Phil from Turnbuckle Throwbacks trying to call in. I want to say thank you to everybody who sent condolences out. I know there was a lot of people that contacted me earlier and sent direct message to Problem Child and things like that. So thank you, and I'm sure the Problem Child's family appreciates it and things like that. Yeah, it's been one of those, it's been a weird day, but it was a day that I was, I got to sit back and reflect on, A, what's really important in life, because let's be honest, a lot of the pettiness that happened earlier in the year, we're not going to rehash today, but was that. It was just petty. And then something like this happens. And it really brings you back down to reality and makes you analyze what's really important in life. And
And feel thankful for every year you get to add on to your own life,
Or day. Just days, because I mean, look, Problem Child was only 26 years old, and I'm 31, Surfer's 47, and we're not some of us are not kids, but we're not exactly old either. But Problem Child was only 26, and it's tragic when somebody that young passes away. But I was reflecting on some of my favorite moments, or at least reflecting on how many times I've laughed listening to Problem Child, and I've left, sometimes when I do this show, when I do the rant, okay, and we've gone long a few times, we've done 3 hour plus shows and things like that, but on those particular episodes, okay, where me and Problem Child got into one of those yelling matches, okay, I would take my headset off at the end of the night, and I would be like, oh my God, I got such a headache, why did he do that to me? And I would laugh, because I know inside that Problem Child did the same thing, took his headset off, that damn double A. That son of a bitch got my blood boiling to a point where now I probably won't sleep tonight. We loved having that banter back and forth and things like that. Now, of course, I'm not the only one he had that banter with. He's got into some big discussions with Lee, and he's got into some deep things with Surfer. I know he always had a thing for Surfer because Surfer being the senior member, but yeah, it's always been a loving thing here. I mean, when we bust each other's chops on a fairly regular basis, but it's always fun loving and it's in good faith. And
I think me and his conversations about The Rock will always be something,
Okay, we got.
He had his feelings about The Rock, and. It was no taking that away from him.
We've got Problem Child's YouTube channel now, thanks to Axel Foley in the chat room. So, yes, if you wanna look at Problem Child's YouTube channel and see what videos he has on there, I think he's got quite a bit of videos. I think he's got a few videos up there. I think he's got, his last video was 4 months ago. So. So yeah, his YouTube channel, youtube.com/problemchild86. So DA problemchild 86. You can definitely check out his videos on YouTube right now. And yeah, so let's go to the phones right now. Mark Jones, you're on the air. Mark? Hello? Mark?
A lot of people have technical difficulties tonight.
Okay. Mark, when you get your things worked out, you can call back in. 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype if you want to call in and share your problem child memories or thoughts and things like that. I know a lot of people in the chat room are asking what was wrong with problem child. I feel guilty right now to really discuss what happened. There are a few people that are close to the situation that know what happened. It would be mainly the staff here on Rant EM, and we know pretty much what was going on, and like I said earlier, Problem Child had been sick for a while. It all started with a really bad flu that Problem Child had. And after the flu incident, he ended up in the hospital the week before WrestleMania. And that's where he stayed for the next couple of months. We would get periodic updates from Problem Child. He would send me a message on Facebook or whatever the case may be. And he ended up suffering kidney failure, and he had to go on dialysis and things like that. But things were his kidneys started working again. They got them up and going again, and so things were looking good when they finally sent Problem Child home after being in the hospital for a couple of months. And so it was after that, he had a couple of stays in the hospital again after that, but it would be like a day here and a day there, or, I think the longest one he had was like a week. But it mainly was that he had to just stay at home and rest and just take it easy. Because I think the first time we heard Problem Child again back on the air was during, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the first time we heard from Problem Child was episode 300. And And even then, he only stayed on for a part of the show, and then he had to go because, he was too tired and things like that. I can say this, that he ended up back in the hospital again, and that's where he died. But yeah, we got Mark Jones and we've got Rage on the air. What's going on, guys?
I'm really trying to find the words to say right now. I mean, I can't remember the first time I listened to The Rant, but I remember, and this episode just really sticks out to me. It was when I was at work. I was sitting down listening, and I had to cover the whole Hershey's ice cream spot at the rest stop, and he was going off about Bully Ray, and I found it to be one of the funniest moments that I've got to listen on the show.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know what else to say. It's
tough, and it's I know Hardcore Smartcore Jasmine is in the chat room saying that she got to talk to Problem Child privately, and here's the thing: there's only a couple of people that Problem Child actually spoke to in private, and some of us got to know him a little bit better outside of the air, and really, Problem Child was a very private person. I mean, before being on The Rant, Problem Child didn't have a Facebook. He didn't have a Twitter and things like that, and to be honest with you, I don't even think he ever got a Twitter. But
he was
a very private person, and not too many people know his real name, and I do, but he was super private to the degree that he wanted to just be Problem Child. And then when either the camera was off or the mic was off, he'd go back being, just a guy in New Orleans. And And whenever you got to talk to just that guy in New Orleans, I mean, he was just a normal, down-to-earth, all-around good guy. I mean, he worked mm-hmm. hard. Probably not too many people knew this. The problem child was a chef. He worked in a restaurant.
And he mentioned it a few times on the rant.
Yeah, he mentioned it a couple times. He was working as a chef and things like that, and he'd talk about how he would cook and this and that and things of that nature. And then, of course, I mean, I guess the most personal we ever got with Problem Child was when his daughter was born. And I'm getting a message right now. Okay, no problem. Here's the thing. I don't know all what's going on right now in terms of his family and things like that. But I know that his fiance is listening right now, and because she said she would tune in if anything happened, and I know that she's probably been all over the place, and she says, she wants to say thank you to everybody and for all the kind words and things like that. And I'll definitely be sending you the show a little bit later on. She wants a copy of it. But he was just a down-to-earth guy. And like I said, pretty much the only time he really brought everybody into his private life was when his daughter was coming into this world. And I was reminded, and I completely had forgotten about this, you know, my memory is shot to hell, that he had been prepping for the arrival of his daughter, you know, that he had gone through the whole checklist and things like that of things that he had to buy. And I remember each week it'd be a different thing that he would say, oh, you know, I'm getting the nursery in order, and I'm trying to do this, and I'm putting this together, and blah, 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 blah. And all these things. And of course, we all were here. Well, I don't know, not Rage and Mark, you were not on the air, but it was myself, it was Jasmine, I believe it was Surfer. We were all on the air when the false alarm happened.
I remember that episode vividly.
The infamous false alarm where he dropped the mic. He didn't even say goodbye. He just sent me a message on Skype and says, I think this is it.
Yeah.
And he left in the middle of the show. And it ended up being a false alarm because nothing had happened between the false alarm and the next episode of The Rant. He came back on the next week and he was like, yeah, man, I'm getting tired of these false... because she was overdue. She was overdue like, I don't know, like 2 weeks, something like that. And So he came back the next week, and it was like, man, these false alarms, this is like the third or fourth one I've had to deal with. And the people in the hospital are looking at me like I'm crazy. And then I think it was finally the next day, because we finished doing the show, and I'm trying to remember this information as it's coming to me to the best I can. But we went off the air, I think, and we, you know, after doing the show and things like that, we talked for a few minutes, and I said, okay, dude, we'll talk to you later, and things of that nature, and blah. We all hung up, said our goodnights. I went to sleep, and things like that. And I think it was the next day, later in the day, I got a message saying, my kid's here. We went right after I got off the air, we went to the hospital, and the kid was born. So,
extremely happy.
Yeah, and he was very happy. He was happy to be a daddy, and especially when the little girl finally came home, and we walked through that whole process of the diapers and all that stuff. And you know, it's sad because, you know, she's about to turn one, and like I said, it's either August or September, but.
Sorry. When he was going through the false alarm, he finally had
the real thing.
The child. Mm-hmm. I remember joking that we all became uncles, and just you know, living that through him.
Right.
Seen that, you know.
Right. And it's just you know, that it was nice to be part of that that process, and you know they're talking about it in the chat room now, and that he was also very excited to go to WrestleMania this year because WrestleMania is in New Orleans, and you know unfortunately now that's not going to happen, but yeah. So Mark, I also brought on Stevie Ray. You guys have anything?
My like you said earlier, my first memory of Problem Child was when he called into Wrestling Randomness, and he and I remember the conversations. It was all about, you know, The Rock and him coming back. He would defend The Rock so vividly, so hard, and it would be like literally our debates between him and Jason Matthews. It was, you know, it was, despite the fact it took him a good chunk of the show, it was pretty hilarious when you listen to him argue about it. And then, you know, after WrestleMania, you know, I don't know if you guys were there on that pre-show, not the post-show, you know, you remember he called in and he just pretty much gave his, I don't know if it was a mea culpa or comeuppance after Rock's match, after what he saw. I mean, we were all pretty much feeling the same way after watching that match, but he just sounded so defeated. I don't know if you guys remember.
I do remember listening to it because, you know, I was stranded in the parking lot at WrestleMania, so... I listened to the entire post show, and I remember, you know, I remember, I'm going to take you back in time, okay? I remember it was a December evening, okay? The reason why I remember this date, or not the exact date, but the day, more or less, is because it's very seldom cold in South Florida, and it was cold. And so it had to have been in December. So I remember going out that night, and on my way to where I was going, you know, I was going out to dinner or whatever the case may be, I was listening to Wrestling Randomness as I did at that time, and Problem Child had called in. And I believe this was one of the first times I had heard Problem Child. Okay, so we're talking a few months before Problem Child had, you know, showed up on the rant. And he got into this big, and this may have been one of his first times he called into Wrestling Randomness. He got into such an argument about, I think it was The Rock and a few other people, that I even think Lee got involved in the conversation. And, you know, I can only remember maybe one or two instances where I think I ever heard Lee on Wrestling Randomness, but this was one of them. And I think Lee was Lee really got into it with Problem Child that night because they were feuding, and I wish I could remember what the exact topic was. But I remember sitting
It was after they did Raw, and you know, I think it was, you know, are you sure? No, it was it wasn't December. It had to been February or March leading up to WrestleMania. You know, because I remember that same episode. Lee called in, and the three of them were debating back and forth. You really couldn't tell who was yelling at who. I think it had to been February or March.
Okay, well, I'm horrible with dates, but they got into such an argument that I remember sitting in the car. I had arrived at the restaurant, and I remember sitting in the car like an extra 15 minutes just to see if I could hear the eventual end of the argument. I never did, by the way, and I couldn't wait anymore because actually I had reservations for this restaurant, and so I had to get out, and I don't remember if I downloaded the show later or I heard it on the feed or whatever the case may be, but I remember, like, oh my God, who the hell is this guy? And you know, and lo and behold, a few months after that, he became my co-host. But what about you, Stevie Ray? I know you're there in the background in the shadows.
See, I was just standing in the back because I'm so glad that you said that his wife is getting a copy of this show.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't hang up on me for what I have to say.
No. Go ahead. But go ahead.
Believe me. I had to drink a lot of haterade when he was chosen to co-host this show. I drank so much haterade. I was like, oh no, I know I'm in the running. I know I'm coming. Oh, Double A is gonna pick me. Double A is gonna be like, oh, he's been blowing it up for years. He gonna pick me. Hell no. Here come Problem Child. Problem Child come out of nowhere. He comes out of nowhere and takes my spot.
You forget, he
spit hot fire all over me.
You forget also that you got to remember, this was a very tumultuous time in the ramp, because when Lex left, okay, we left Blog Talk Radio. M-Star stopped doing the show. Ed went back on his milk box. So it was essentially me, Lex, and whoever else came on the air. Lex left. So Lex left. I wanted Lee, but Lee went to go do the Ringside Report. So here's this short list of people that I have to choose from. Stevie Ray, Surfer, Jasmine was on the list at the time. So I was going to try to figure out who's going to be Lex's replacement, essentially. And Stevie said he had to drink Haterade, but the one that I remember drinking the most Haterade and really probably felt slighted was Surfer. Because here we go starting this network, okay? We're starting to acquire shows, we're putting more shows on the air, and week in, week out, what do I hear from Surfer? Most of the time, not on the air. When am I going to get my own show? I know most of that was kidding, but it was like there was some truth behind it. As joking as it may have been, there was probably some truth behind it. So when Surfer also got passed over for Problem Child, I'm sure Surfer probably like, I've been doing a show on my own for about 3 years. Why did he pick Problem Child over me? Or something like that.
I never had a problem because, you know, I'm not here every week, you know. And
that was one of the contributing factors why I didn't choose Surfer originally.
He's somebody here all the time. I thought you was going to pick Stevie Ray. You know, that's why I thought you was leaning towards. Now I'm thinking, yeah, Stevie Ray, he'd be a fine co-host. Mm-hmm.
He said, "Prop." Stevie Ray throwing his arms up, screaming.
And I was like, "Okay, you know, he's Simon Johnson, but hey,
let's put it like this: Problem Child was an excellent replacement for Lex.
Well, he was excellent. Let's put it this way, because here's the thing: we can't. It's difficult to replace Lex because Lex has a unique way of doing things." So I've always said that because Lex has always been by my side since day one and things like that, that Lex's co-host chair, when he's not here, always stays empty. But then M-Star left. So I was like, and when M-Star left, that was the big blow to me because, you know, M-Star was, well, essentially, he was the funny guy. He was the British guy. And I didn't have that. And then Problem Child came in. So I said, oh, you know, I hope he works out and this and that. Problem Child ended up being the replacement, not for Lex. He ended up being the replacement for M-Star. And, because Problem Child ended up being that funny guy. He ended up being the humorous one on the show. He ended the one saying the outlandish things. Because, you know, Lex was a part of the show, but Lex didn't say the things that M-Star said or that Problem Child said. And so it was a different dichotomy, if that's the right word to use. So I look at it that way. But yeah, he was a good fit on this show because of the outlandish things he said. And we're, like I said, we're a crazy bunch because we've said so much garbage in 6 years. And a lot of it's gotten us in trouble, but you know, I mean, that's just He ended up being a really good fit on this show. I mean, it could not have worked out better.
I can honestly say, guy. I can honestly say he was better than me. He was better than me because he was more level-headed than me. I was, when everything went down, you heard me. You had to stop me so many hundreds of times from going completely off.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt. I gotta go. I know you got a lot of people on here. I'm sorry. I just got a call in. But I wanted to say first, and I'm sorry, Steve, for cutting you off.
It's all good. It's all right.
You know, I was gonna say, you know, thanks for allowing me to have on to, you know, share my moments of Problem Child. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a bunch of shows with him on, Wrestling Calling. Everyone over at the TWR Network, you know, they do send their condolences. I'm not sure who's listening tonight from the network, but, you know, they all know and they all extend their condolences. I'm not the official spokesperson, but, you know, just putting it out there and extending it to you guys.
Okay, well, thanks, man.
No problem. Anytime, man.
Okay, talk to you later, Mark.
Of course, later.
Okay, Stevie?
Like I was saying, AA had to stop me so many times talking about it. I even had to be cut off from one of the live shows because I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to get that information out there. Mm-hmm. I was given verbal jabs. AA didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So he got Problem Child, who looked past that and went on to the future.
Yeah.
So I am so happy that he got Problem Child.
Okay, well,
he could not filter him. He just could not filter
Well,
him
you know, yeah, yes and no. I did pull the reins on Problem Child just a little bit sometimes.
Sometimes.
But sometimes. It didn't happen too often. But, you know, I'd have to bring him down to earth because, you know, sometimes things just got a little too out of hand, even for me. And but it was, like I said, everything that we did was always in good fun and good spirits and things like that. And
can we get some tissue for the chat room?
I know the chat room's been crying.
No, like me. I've literally, like, before I even called in, like, I was trying my hardest, like, to fight back tears. It really was.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been rough, and you know, it's going to get better with time, and like I said, we'll try to do a more proper tribute to Problem Child, hopefully this coming Tuesday night on the Rant. I know the tributes will continue, if you want to be a part of them, this coming Saturday live on the Wrestling Call-In Show.
Do you don't happen to have, like, any address if somebody wants to send anything?
Unfortunately, I don't. I mean, I guess I can look for... I guess I can ask for that information. I thought about that, but, you know, it's like, I don't know if, you know, if they want that information out or what. I mean, I guess I can look into that, you know. The best thing I guess I could say, that if you want to do something for Problem Child, at least unless I find something more official, is just... you know, you can either if you're a spiritual person, you know, say a prayer for Problem Child, because, you know, think about it this way, you know, the guy's been sick for about 6 months, and yeah, he was getting better, but obviously whatever was in his system was too powerful even for him. He fought to the very end, and he's not.
He did fight the good fight.
Yeah, and
I'll give him that.
He's in a better place now, and that's how we have to look at it. That he's not suffering anymore. If you want, if you're, like I said, you can say a prayer for Problem Child, or if you know, or just you know, hug your loved ones. You know, because you never know when today will be, or when it's going to be the last time you'll be with them, or and things of that nature. I mean, look at all of us. I mean, we never met Problem Child, but you know, we're sitting here, kind of like holding our hands, like, what do we do now? And and because, you know, it's a sudden shock for all of us. Jasmine, you're on the air.
I actually got to be on the air with Problem Child quite a few times. I actually filled in for him like two or three times.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, pretty cool to hear that my name was considered as a co-host.
I had a short list. don't flatter yourself too much, but yeah, I had a short list of possible contenders, and that was your name was suggested to me also. So I put the list together with help of people, but your name was brought up for other reasons. I'll go into that another time. But anyways, like you were saying about Problem Child.
He was just a really cool guy to have on the show. He fit perfectly. I have been listening to the rant like well before he ever called in for the first time, and I remember like hearing him on here on the show for the first time, and I just thought that this guy was hilarious. I thought that, you know, he's got to be a regular on the show because he was just such a good he was just such a good personality to have on, and like talking to him in private a few times, he's a pretty cool guy. Like you said, he's a chef, and I had talked to him on Skype a while ago, and he was actually in Raleigh doing something with like some other chefs or something, and I was all like, "Oh, dude, we gotta meet up, da da da," and neither of us had time for that. But it was just when I saw your tweet, I was just, it really came out of nowhere. Like, even though we all knew he was really sick, and I don't think anyone expected it because he was so young, and it's just a really crap situation, and he left us with a lot of funny moments. I've gotten into arguments with him. I've been involved in group arguments with him, and we've all like laughed with him and stuff. And I've also seen him like go to bat for this show when what's his name, Pipe Bomb, was coming to take over the show. You let Problem Child loose on him, and yeah. Stevie said, but he also kept a pretty cool head when all the stuff from earlier in the year was happening. But he also talked to me a couple times when kind of the build-up to all of that mess. He talked to me a few times saying, you know, it's just crappy, and he hates what's happening and everything. But at the same time, he still kept his composure. He never spoke about it on air. It was really, I hate to say professional, because it's not like we're professionals here, but
We tried our best to avoid avoid doing things on the air because the situation was unnecessary to bring it out on the air because it was already bad in other forms, so it just wasn't necessary, and like I said, I went to certain people that were in the know of the situation. You know, I spoke with them and I said, you know, I want to handle it this way. And Problem Child was good about it. And you know, I know he bit his tongue a lot. And because you know, my mouth has gotten me into trouble a few times, but. You know, I can't. I don't have any control over everybody else, and you know, to a degree. And with Problem Child, I kind of just, you know, I said, listen, this is not exactly the best situation that we're dealing with right now. Just let's just keep our cool, not talk about it, and really just we're gonna try to avoid any conflict right now, and thankfully, you know, Problem Child kept his cool during that time because I know he wanted to speak out about it. And I, you know, there's gonna and listen. I don't. If anybody's listening right now, I don't want to. I'm not rehashing anything that happened right now. Maybe one day down the road, it's a story that we can tell. But that today's not the place for that. And
of course not. Of course not. I didn't mean to bring it
no,
up.
No.
I want to rehash it.
No, I understand.
It's just that
I know what you're
at
saying.
This time, I went ahead and said that Problem Child was a better choice than me because I would have ruined the absolute best show on wrestling, on pro wrestling, with my attitude.
Well, you know, here's, like Jasmine said, Problem Child did go to bat for this show when, let's be honest, a lot of people didn't. And here's the thing, I'm admittedly, you know, a little bit of a control freak. I release control in little tiny bits only because, you know, that's just how I am. I feel, even with people that I'm very close with, I feel better handling things myself most of the times. And when Problem Child first came on the show, you know, naturally I was not going to tell Problem Child, well, you produce the show, you edit the show, you do this, you do that, and blah, blah, you know, the things that go into doing the show. And every week, I'd get a message from Problem Child. Hey, is there something that I can do this week? Can I help out in a way? I want to help build this show. I really want to help make this show, you know, the best and things like that. So he was always willing to help. He went to bat for us many times. He promoted us on YouTube, on his YouTube channel. And he stood up. He really stood up for this show. And he loved doing the show. I mean, forget the fact that he was a co-host. He just loved being on the air and talking about wrestling. Because, you know, he had the YouTube channel. So naturally, when you got a big mouth on YouTube, you're going to be a good fit on the radio. And he was, and he loved, I mean, he looked forward to being on the air. And you know, before Problem Child got sick, okay, this is long before Problem Child got sick, anytime Problem Child had to miss a show, either he had to work or he had to go out of town, or whatever it was. And Problem Child would miss a show like once a month, you know, something like that. He would tell me, oh man, I feel bad. I don't want you to think that I'm bailing on the show or I'm slacking on, but I really got to take care of this. And I said, dude, stop it. Stop bitching. You're not going to hurt my feelings because you took the week off because you got to go to work. I mean, work comes first. Your family, you know, comes first. This is the last thing you need to be worrying about. So, but he always would be like that. Oh, I'm sorry I can't be here tonight. Man, I really wish I could be. I really wanted to talk about Monday Night Raw and blah, 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 and whatever the case may be. And, you know, it's, we're going to miss him. We really are. I mean, he's that, he had that unique laugh too.
He did.
He had a unique laugh, and he had a unique way of saying things, like I said earlier.
Yeah, he did.
And I mean, he may not say the right words, but, you know, I guess, I don't know. Now who's going to call Triple H a god now?
He called him a god too. Wow.
He called him a god all the
time.
That
was his favorite bit.
That was his favorite thing.
He's like, I'm the son of God.
Oh my god. He's like the second person that I knew that did that with culturally god. Oh my god.
Yeah, he felt Triple H was using his position to keep himself near the top.
And I don't blame him.
You say?
I don't blame him for thinking that. I kind of feel that way too.
But I don't know if that was always true or not. I mean, because if you really look at it, he hasn't wrestled as much in the past couple years.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way he felt. And you got, like I said, you got to respect the way he felt about things. Cause he had his views. He argued his point. And, you know, he stood by what he believed. And he, like, I never got the whole Ahmed Johnson thing and comparing other wrestlers to Ahmed Johnson, but that's what made Papa Chow unique. And
it was like the week after. I know I'm bringing this up again, but the week after Bully Ray won the world title, and it was that he was on the rant. He said, "Oh, so you can lose 35 pounds and you can win the world heavyweight title." I was like, "Oh man!" I lost it after he said that.
I thought that was the funniest thing to carrying the belt for a month or 6 months or whatever. I mean, but he didn't see it that way, so
he just went off on him, and I was like, just, man, it was just the funniest thing. It was the funniest thing I think I've ever heard.
Let me see if I can find that part. Hold on. Let me see. How it is fashionable. You know? Maybe he's not really gay. Hold on.
We need money.
How about the wrestler, not the one looking forward to? Iron Sheik. What's going on here now? I'm trying to find his... Oh, there's Brian. You know that there's going to be some curious minds out there that are going to want to see, you know,
be pissed.
Old school. That's how I would have done it. And I think it would try to
end up going to be the Wicked Witch from the West, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man, that would be too entertaining to do. That would be obviously...
But they used to always announce the son behind the Bully Ray part. Hold on. You don't like... What's wrong with Disco? Yeah, come on, I can see you dancing to this, the Surfer.
I remember this.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Or AJ Styles and Mr. Anderson versus Daniels and Kazarian.
They got involved in our...
Let's bring back Pac-Man Jones because, you know...
And when I... Because he had no respect.
Okay. And first, let's talk about a couple of things.
It's a pink one.
Hold on, I'll find it. I there's weird things out there. A week this week? Ah, we'll find it later. Anyways, He went off on Bully Ray. That was episode, what is it? What's this number here? 238 from March 13th. So,
yeah, it's
like... Oh, no, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. I was pulling the 2012 episode. It's actually the 2013. Maybe now I'll get it here. Hold on.
Or was it really a good moment? You know what I mean. Don't you? Do you get what I'm saying now?
No, yeah. It was a good moment.
Go ahead.
You've seen Shawn Michaels as a heel through most of his career, but yeah. Prior to the turn, you would have never thought he would turn heel. And then become a good heel on top of that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because that was because he was a dick in real life. And he just turned that over into the cameras, and that was it.
There you go. He was a dick in real life.
Just falling on a bed of pillows or something like that.
I don't know what I mean. That I don't know. I think he's no avail. Cheesy. Where's the Prolegal bit?
Hogan, two guys that's supposed to be going, oh, we're going in a new direction, they still doing the same old shit that they did in WWE.
I guess they figure people don't take mostly two mass wrestlers.
Oh, really? He's been doing something on the indies for them to sign him. If he was a mass wrestler when they signed him, so why would you take the mask off him? They didn't take the mask off Rey fucking Mysterio.
And his, well, they put the mask on him.
Yeah, they put it back on him.
And his, yeah, there's Problem Child and his unique way of explaining things. Episode, I'll tell you what episode that was. It was,
classic.
289, March 12th, 2013.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, anyways, listen, there's nothing more that I guess we can really say about Problem Child. I mean, we're still trying to process the whole situation here, and really we want We want his wife or his fiance to know that that we really did love Problem Child a lot, and the time that he was gone here on the air, we really did miss him. The show really had not been the same the last few weeks without hearing one of those rants. I know that there was a couple of times we had some sunny news, and he was not here. And I know
in true rant fashion, seriously.
Yeah, and the last time he was on the air, we just happened to have a sunny story, and and he was on the air that day. And we loved him. We're gonna miss him, and he's always gonna be a part of the family here. Yeah. And so everybody, if you're listening live or you're listening to this on the download, or you're listening to it in rotation, because we are going to put this up later tonight for you to listen to again.
Oh, wait, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Before I got on, they were talking about in the chat, or no, Lee said that his daughter probably wouldn't remember him, and I said in the chat, I'm sure that Problem Child's fiance is going to, make sure that her kid knows, like, who her dad was as a person.
Right.
Pictures and videos and stuff.
Right. Because, I mean, there's... he's now essentially immortalized in the terms of YouTube. And then, of course, the... I think, I could be wrong, but I think all of Problem Child's episodes, while on the air here, on the rants, are available for download. There may be one or two that are not available only for technical reasons that they're not available, but I definitely can look into see which ones those are and see if we can get them reposted. But I think pretty much every show that Problem Child has been a part of is available for download. So you can just go scanning through the archives and plucking individual shows out if you want to hear some classic Problem Child moments. I think he joined the show in March of 2012, so you can go, I guess, from that date forward. I want to thank everybody who sent messages and condolences, who sent me private messages earlier today. I got some private messages, some nice ones from some people. For those of you that posted messages on Problem Child's Facebook page, also I saw some of those. And the people that posted comments on the on Twitter, on the group page, and things like that. It's ironic, you know. Today's the official 6th anniversary of this show, and it's kind of like that's a mute point, considering what's going on. And I was actually going to write an article about the show today, and I think I'm going to do a Problem Child article instead. So I guess you can keep your eyes open here over the course of the next couple of days. I'll have some kind of written piece posted up on the website that you can read. So I guess the tribute will continue. I know William has plans to do something Saturday night on the Wrestling Call-In Show. You can definitely tune into that. The lines will be open from the start of the show, so you definitely want to tune in for that. What are you reading on Sunday with Surfer? And then, of course, we'll continue the tributes this coming Tuesday night on the rant at 8 o'clock. And that's that. So, for everybody in the chat room, everybody that called in, and there was only a couple of calls that did not get through. I apologize. But thank you for calling in, and it does mean a lot. We couldn't get everybody on the air because I think we got 6 calls all at the same time, and I can't bring everybody up at once. So yeah, for everybody that called in, Lee, Surfer, Jasmine, Mark Jones, Stevie Ray, Rage, and things of that nature. I guess that's it. We'll close with the song that I played at the start of the show, and that's that. Problem Child, we love you, buddy. We miss you, and I know you're looking down or whatever at us, and you're listening in, and I'm sure you've got some things to say. No, I'm not gonna do that. And here's Ralph. Ralph calling in right at the tail end of the show. Ralph?
How's it going, man? Just want to say sorry for the last night, and also to his family, just want to send my condolences to him, because, that's pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's a pretty tough shit.
Okay, yeah, they're telling me I should, I'll do it, because a few people now are telling me I should do it. Let me just queue it up. Okay, with that said, thank you, Ralph, for calling in, and we're just going to get off the air now because you called in at the very end of the show in typical Ralph fashion.
I tried to get in as early as possible.
That's fine. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and like I said, Problem Child, we love you, man. Take care, and to his wife and his family and things like that, don't be a stranger. Just, hit me up whenever, and... And yeah, so we'll put this show in the archives for posterity, and we'll reflect. So have a good night, everybody. We'll see you Saturday night on the Wrestling Call-In Show. Good night.
Sounds, stars burning bright with the love lost and found. I'm here, still here, headed home. Crowds wanting more. Still burns in my ears, buying a blink, so many years. I'm here, no tears, headed home. So I will spend these last moments with you. Show me your heart and carry me through. Hard to let go of all we began. Want to go back and live it again. I'm here. No tears, headed home.